Wrapping up a very busy week, Friday, August 19th, 2022, you and I on Connecticut Today. Filmmaker and author Joel Gilbert joined us on the show to talk about his new book and documentary, Michelle Obama 2024, her real life story and plan for power. Is Michelle Obama, the former First Lady, running for the White House in 2024? We also wondered out loud if Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney is being unfairly dismissed over her opposition to former President Donald Trump. What if down the road we learn that Liz Cheney is right? 2024 is not that far away, and every time you ask Americans or those around the world, who do you admire the most, man or woman? Usually a current or past president or first lady pops up on there, and no different with Barack and Michelle Obama, the former first lady, former president. The last time YouGov, for example, the polling outlet, asked about who's the most admired woman, Michelle Obama came out on top ahead of Queen Elizabeth, Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Lopez, Oprah Winfrey, yada yada. And there's a constant wonder as to, hey, could Michelle Obama, despite the fact that she professes not to want to get into politics, could she be the magic elixir for the Democrats in 2024? Our next guest is a documentary filmmaker based in L.A., president of Highway 61 Entertainment. He's also a political commentator and a foreign policy analyst, longtime documentary producer. Joel Gilbert is with us. The book is called Michelle Obama 2024, Her Real-Life Story and Plan for Power. Joel, hi. It's Paul at WICC in Connecticut. How are you, sir?
Hi, great to be here. Thank you.
Michelle Obama 2024. You know, Joel, I have two or three regular callers that always call this show, Joel, and say, Michelle Obama, Michelle Obama, keep an eye out, perfectly positioned. Give us your thoughts on that, and why did you attack this subject here? What made you go into this?
Yeah, well, I've written a book and a film of the same name called Michelle Obama 2024. By the way, the book is on Amazon.com, and the film version is on SalemNow.com. And I've been following the Obamas for years. I actually made a film about Barack back in 2012 called Dreams from My Real Father that I'm pretty well known for. And I noticed right around 2016-17 that Michelle Obama was following the exact same formula that Barack had done to become president. Barack was the keynote speaker for John Kerry, introduced him as the candidate at the Democrat convention in 2004. Michelle became the Democrat keynote speaker and introduced Joe Biden at their convention. Barack had written a book about his life story that he based his candidacy on called Dreams from My Father. Michelle wrote her book in 2018, autobiography called Becoming, and went on this world book tour. And also, Barack had a voter registration organization. That's how he actually started in politics in Chicago, 1992, called Project Vote. Mm-hmm. Michelle started a voter registration organization. She was here in L.A. even about 6 weeks ago and gave a fiery speech hitting on all the Democrat talking points to her voter registration organization. So she's the most popular Democrat, the most popular person in the country. If you look at her Twitter account, she's all politics all the time, 100 million followers on social media. So I made this book and film. I'm making the argument that she is running for president. And I did a full background research on her that shows her entire life story that she's been telling is not true.
We'll get to that momentarily, but on the political end of it, before we go into the whole back story of this, listen, you know, if she didn't run, I'd be surprised, because as you say, the profile she had, the social media framework there, the fact that, I mean, wasn't she selling tickets to arenas when she did her last book tour? I mean, that's unheard of.
Yeah, she sold out 20,000 seat arenas. She sat for these interviews with her celebrity pal. She did about 50 cities. When COVID hit, she just kept it going on podcasts and on TV shows. So I think she's already running. If you look at her Twitter account, it's all politics. She's building this coalition of kind of the Oprah and the Hillary crowd, working mothers, women, reaching out to people, telling them how she's proud of them. So I just see her absolutely running for president, and she's going to probably announce sometime early next year.
There is a book and a documentary, the book Michelle Obama 2024, her real life story and a plan for power. Before we take a break, Joel, before we go to traffic and weather together here, the website for the documentary again is what?
Go to MichelleObama24.com, MichelleObama24.com. You can see the trailer, read about it, and link up to where to buy the book and the film.
The website is MichelleObama24. That's MichelleObama24.com for the book, Michelle Obama 2024, and also the accompanying link to watch a trailer for a documentary and to purchase the film to view. The author and documentary maker, Joel Gilbert, is with us. Joel, you wanted to segue now to Mrs. Obama's background. You know, I guess the only thing that was made about this, which was kind of odd because we knew a lot about Barack Obama's background, his relatives, biracial household, a father who, abandoned his mother. But we didn't hear that much about Michelle Obama. I guess what, she's an attorney and she was a hospital administrator or a lawyer for a hospital at that time. That's about all I remember hearing.
Right. Well, Michelle has promoted this image really since back in 2008 of Southside girl. She says even in her book Becoming and in the documentary they made on Netflix, she says, I'm from the South Side of Chicago, and that's all you need to know about me. So she likes to give you this image that she grew up in some kind of log cabin and that she was struggled in life and people tried to hold her back and she had to overcome all this stuff. In reality, she's not from the South Side of Chicago. She grew up in South Shore, which is a very exclusive middle-class area by the lake, by Lake Michigan. Jesse Jackson lives in South Shore,
yeah.
And he never said he was from the South Side of Chicago.
No, I've been there. I know the area. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So, look, Michelle had a very privileged childhood. In reality, her father was a precinct captain. He had a job, a patronage job, working for the city of Chicago at the water department in exchange for this job. It's kind of like being the mayor of your area. His job was to get out the vote for the Democrat Party machine. Michelle grew up in Jesse Jackson's house. She was best friends with his daughter, Santita, and while he was running for president. So she had a very political childhood. She always ran away from the black community. Whenever she had a chance to go to, say, South Shore High School, was a block from her house, all black high school, not a bad school, but she went to a magnet school an hour and a half away. Her brother went to a Catholic private school near Hyde Park, but Michelle blatantly lies about it. She says, I went to the neighborhood schools and my parents couldn't afford private schools, which is not true. So I really researched it, talked to her high school classmates, kindergarten classmates, teachers, principals, even her university professor.
Mm.
And she just had a very privileged childhood. She really, though, was afraid of black people growing up. She talks about getting beat up because they would accuse her of acting white and talking white. She even writes about this girl that she got in a fist fight with who called her an Oreo, meaning black on the outside, white on the inside.
Sure.
So Michelle grew up in that manner, and then she went to work for the white Democrat machine, like her dad did in Chicago. She was the assistant planning commissioner for the mayor, working with Valerie Jarrett during the time of redevelopment. Now, this is when they used this excuse to knock down the projects. Michelle made 20,000 blacks homeless, knocked down this project called Cabrini Green, and gave the land to Democrat donor developers like Tony Rezko. And then working for the University of Chicago Medical Center, they hired her again to deal with the problems they were having with the black people on the South Side that were using their emergency room. Michelle started something called the South Side Health Collaborative, where if you showed up at their hospital, she would bus you, put you in a van, and take you to these crappy strip mall clinics.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then she would tell the black people that she was doing them a favor, it was better for them. So that's what Michelle did in Chicago. She sold out the black community, knocked down their houses, prevented them from having access to health care, made a lot of money working for the Democrat elites. But as a politician, she pretends to be one of these ordinary black folks that she spent her life exploiting. So my film and book, Michelle Obama 2024, I go into all the detail about her life story in Chicago. And it is a very shameful history of how she treated the black community.
But Joel Gilbert, having said all that, if she comes out, let's say, after the midterms or next year and the polling doesn't look real good, say, hey, you know, hypothetical matchup. Yeah, Ron DeSantis really beats up on, you know, whatever Democrat, Gavin Newsom or whatever. If she enters the race, Is she instantly the favorite, the front runner? What are the political realities you think here?
Yeah, I think the reality is that Michelle is just so popular. She's had 15 years of all positive publicity, all those magazine covers, talk shows, reaching out to people. She'll be instantly ahead by 15 or 20 points in every single state.
Yeah.
So she's the most plausible candidate. I mean, if she wins every swing state by 10 points, you'd say, well, I guess I believe that because she's just so popular.
Will she do it?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, she's already running for president. You just don't know it. She hasn't told you. I mean, she was here in L.A. and gave a fiery speech hitting every Democrat talking point for her When We All Vote group. On her Twitter just yesterday, she's looking for people to become poll workers to work in the midterm. So she's all politics all the time. She's already running for president. She just hasn't told you. I think next spring she's going to come out and say, well, you know, I hate politics, but people have asked me about running, so I'm going to form a committee to help me decide. And then she'll probably declare for president next summer.
And she, Joel Gilbert, probably has, you know, as textbooks have been written already about it almost, and best-selling books, you know, she can look at the instant replay of Hillary's campaign twice and figure out what not to do, right?
Well, she learned that lesson early on. I mean, remember Bill Clinton said, if you vote for me, you get two for one, you get Hillary. And Hillary was very political during the Clinton White House years. Michelle almost did the same thing. She was so political in the campaign of 2008, she went over the top and she said, it's for the first time in my life, I'm proud of my country.
Oh, yeah.
And then the campaign told her, say, look, you're hurting the campaign. Don't make the mistake that Hillary did. Let's just say you hate politics and you want to be the mom in chief. So she agreed to kind of take a step back, and that's how she became so popular doing all those years in the White House and afterwards.
Folks, it's fascinating. Check it out. You can get the book and also purchase the documentary. Go to MichelleObama24.com. Again, just spell it out. Michelle Obama, two L's in Michelle. Some women use one. MichelleObama24.com. And we thank our guests talking about this, author and documentarian Joel Gilbert. Hey, Joel, good to speak with you. Hopefully we can cross paths again. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, folks, listen, just some stuff out there. You like it, yes or no? Is it thought-provoking? Hope it is. That's what we do on this show. So it's at Amazon, Michelle Obama 24, her real-life story and plan for power. Came out about a month and a half ago. Author and filmmaker Joel Gilbert, or you can buy the book and also stream the film. Pay for that, stream it at MichelleObama24.com. The trailer is interesting, as Joel said. You know, he went back and talked to a lot of people that knew her. But think about how kind of little we really did know about her, even as opposed to past first ladies. Interesting. Maybe she is running. Maybe she is. God, I hope 30 people run on both sides. Traffic, and I do, really. I do. Why not? I have 4 hours to fill here, folks, every day. Let's start with this, and I already got an actually a funny response on the Facebook question of the day, facebook.com/WICC600. So check it out. We have the afternoon Facebook question there every day right around this time. And here's what I posted. And it's a simple question. And I've got a funny face. I've got a laughing emoji there from Alicia and an answer, too. So you can pile in on this if you like at 333-9422-333-WICC. Would you consider voting for Liz Cheney if she runs for president? I know a lot of you folks are saying, hey, are you out of your mind, Paul? And Alicia's response, the first response we got on this, it actually made me laugh, Alicia. If you're listening, I like responses like that. And she said, be serious. Well, I am. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am serious. Not that maybe I would vote for her or that you would vote for her or you'd guaranteed to vote for her, but would you consider voting for Liz Cheney, the daughter of former VP Dick Cheney, daughter of Lynn Cheney, the former second lady of the U.S., sister of Mary Cheney. But would you consider voting for Liz Cheney? Which means that you would take the issue of what Donald Trump is to you on the plus side or on the negative side, and then plug that in, you know, to your support of Liz Cheney or not. Now, there's a story here, for example, and this is just kind of, I kind of just sniffed around the internet to find this, to see what level of believability this may be. Now, for example, the governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, who is by all, you know, accounts, a center to liberal Republican, he said, yes, he could see himself voting for Liz Cheney. And this is an interesting quote from the governor of Massachusetts. If you're listening up there, governor, hi, how are you? The beautiful Bay State. Love going to college there. Listen to what Charlie Baker says here, and it's kind of interesting. He said, quote, I think Liz Cheney has shown an enormous amount of integrity front and center all the way through this whole process. She, probably better than most, Baker went on to say, knew what the consequences, politically anyway, of making the decision that she made would end up being. And he's talking about, of course, being only one of two Republicans on the January 6th committee. But you wonder now, as more of this stuff kind of starts to leak out and dribble out about, you know, what Mr. Trump was doing, what he did or didn't do, especially now with his chief financial officer being guilty yesterday to, what, 15 counts of tax evasion. I know people may say, well, no, Mr. Trump didn't know that. But, you know, we're maybe going to find more about, you know, the whole Mar-a-Lago thing. The debate there. Now you have some of his previous aides saying, you know, this notion that that he automatically declassified stuff. They said that in and of itself is just a ridiculous notion. So, you know, I wonder here if Liz Cheney, got to get my L's right, if Liz Cheney, who again is one of only two, along with Adam Kinzinger, Republicans on the January 6th committee, if she were to declare, say, hey, I'm running for president, damn the torpedoes, and let's go, you don't like me now, but I'm going to, you know, face the headwinds here, would you consider voting for her? Because I have to tell you, a lot of people, I think, would. They're just afraid to admit it. Now, look, she could get a boatload of votes from independents, even some Democrats. Right? Think about it. You probably know people who, you know, what do they say to you all the time? Well, you know, if it wasn't for XX in your party, or if it wasn't for XX in your I'd consider voting for a Republican, but I can't because you folks have no guts to come out against Orange Man. You know how they talk. They're just the flipping things they say about the president. So what about it? 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. And I'm not saying you have to vote for her. I'm not in any way saying you have to vote for her, but would you consider? It's a simple question. Give me a call right now. Don't yell, don't scream, don't say, what are you, Nats, Liz Cheney? No, but I'm just kind of, you know, I'm just kind of what, free fly fishing here, just throwing a little bait in the water here, a little chum in the water on a Friday, as we play things a little lighter as we normally do on a Friday. 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. Now, of course, the Trump people, those of you Republicans, maybe a handful of Democrats, maybe some independents, who did not like the, or do not still like, the activist role that she is taking in the January 6th committee proceedings, you're probably, the vast majority of you, are going to say, no way, Paul, are you out of your mind? There's no way I'm voting for Liz Cheney. But I just wonder, and reading all these stories, I'm just kind of wondering if this is a viable thing. I just got another response on Facebook after Alicia said, be serious. Yes, Alicia, with all due respect. Hi, if you're listening. I am serious. Sharon writes in, for real? Yes, Sharon. Hi, how are you? Yes, for real. I'm just asking the question. Supposing it goes down, right? Let's project forward here. You know, like all the football pundits do. Oh, they're going to have a great season. They're going to win 14 games. And they win three, but, you know, it's fun. So let's project here. How do you know? Now, because we're not knee-deep in it more than a year or so, right? And I'm just throwing this out for discussion. Because on a Friday, I like to go a little stranger off the tangent here. But how do you know? How does anybody know right now? You know, if you're trying to act like these, again, college draft pundits, football draft, NBA draft, NHL, Major League Baseball. Oh, he's going to be a star. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's got five tools. Nobody knows that. And there are people that make a big living, heck of a lot of living, you know, saying stuff that they don't know, but it sounds good. Well, then again, let's look at it this way. Nobody knows what the final chapter is going to be written here regarding, you know, Liz Cheney and January 6th. Now, I suspect I know what it is, but that's neither here nor there. I mean, how do you know in a year or two or three or five? Honestly, how do you know that Liz Cheney won't be held up as some sort of patriot who was one of the few people, let's say the handful of people in their party, who said, yeah, I want my party to win. I'm a Republican, not a Democrat, but I just cannot stomach what Donald Trump did or is accused of doing or whatever. So again, if you want to chime in on this, we can have a lively discussion about this. I'm not going to scream and yell at you, nor you should do that at me. Or Eric. 203-333-9422. 333-WICC. Let's say that either as a third party candidate or maybe as a Republican, maybe she might jump in the fray because she did lose her primary earlier this week in Wyoming. So once this session of Congress is done, she's done at least for this time around. But Liz Cheney, the daughter, one of the two daughters, a former VP Dick Cheney is talking about maybe kind of the rumblings are growing now. Should she run for president? And is that an automatic no vote for her from you or from you toward her? Or might you say, you know what? Year and a half is a long time. Maybe she was visionary in what she did with the January 6th committee. Or maybe I hate her. This is you talking, not me. Maybe I hate her, and there's no way I'd vote for her. What do you think?